you say about a person who leaves a lot of money out where anybody could see it or anybody could take it and leave the door unlocked? You say he's mighty
crazy.
Okay.
He is. He's had a lot of that happen right to the end.
In other words, he wouldn't be careful about his money.
Either. Right. He'd be careful, not careless, unconcerned.
All right. Say if I had a relation, an old aunt, and there was nothing really wrong with her. It was just that every now and then she just acted a little bit
foolish, crazy, peculiar.
Okay, right. What about the word queer there? Would that do? She acts a little queer?
Yes. But, yes, I've heard people that was called queer.
As far as you know, has that word queer changed its meaning over the years?
No.
It just means a little eccentric?
Yeah.
What about a fellow who makes up his mind about something and just refuses to change his mind no matter what?
Well, he is hard, he is stubborn.
Know people like that?
Yes. Sure do.
They can be pretty exasperating.
Yeah.
All right. Say a fellow that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say he sure is mighty
high temper. And I've known people like that.
About a person like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he was going to get
mad.
Sure. Okay. And if somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just...
Yes, quiet down. Calm down. Be quiet.
Okay. All right. Say if you've been working very hard all day, you say at the end of the day you're very...
tired.
And if
exhausted.
Sure. Or I'm completely...
give out.
Or worn
out.
Say if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
Went in. How come he in? What was his trouble? And what caused it?
Okay, or talking about the fact that he's sick now, you might say, when was it he...
got sick.
And if somebody works out in the hot sun and then goes in and gets chilled under the air conditioner and his nose starts running, you know, and he starts
taking a cold.
He what?
Taking a cold.
I see. Okay. And if it, you know, if it affects his voice,
yeah,
you say he's
cold.
And if he does that, he's got a
bad cold. Or
he starts to
open.
And I might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
tired, sleepy.
Okay. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
up and gone.
Okay.
Wide awake.
Okay. Or, in other words, I'll...
get up.
Okay. When I open my eyes, I'm not sleeping anymore.
No. I'm ready to get up.
Okay.
I had a good night's rest.
All right. And if somebody else is asleep, you might say to somebody, well, so-and-so is still sleeping, you better go...
easy. Be quiet. Don't wake him.
Well, if you do want to get him up, you say, better go...
wake him up.
Right, okay. All right. Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's just about stoned.
Yeah.
Deep.
Okay. Deaf. All
right. And if you're doing a lot of hard work, out in the hot sun, you might take off your shirt when you get inside, just wring it out, say, well, look how I
sweated.